fantastic, amazing, awesome catch.
Okay, so
sometimes a little technical, but when he talks, he's like blown away. It's one of those letters. It's not an exceptional letter. It's a long letter, but it's an average letter. That's the incredible thing. You're like, wait a minute, he does this all the time? It's not a book. He's like, that was one of his letters. It's one long one.
How should I label this?
Halachas of Shabbos, 242, ratio base, in depth. It's supposed to be in depth. Okay. All right, so where were we? So now, what are we not supposed to do on Thursday? Huh? What do we not do? Sorry, on Friday. Whoops. What are we not supposed to do? I'm a little tired. What are we not supposed to do on Friday?
Laundry.
Laundry. That's what it says. But what does it say? Does anyone remember the Lush? What's the language of the Zayr? Huh?
Just put on Thursday.
What does it say? It says something very interesting. Right? It says, Mechapsim begodim mechamishi b'Shabbos. Why? Make quote Shabbos. For the honor of Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Mishabura says, again, we probably have to be like more clear. I have to be willing to be more clear about what you mean. Mishabura today, Torah today, I don't know what you like. I'm like, I don't know. But the Mishabura says, well, let's see. He says, Kidei Shiyu Livonim Lishabbos. So they should be white for Shabbos, a little bit of Shabbos, they should be free of Lishabbos and Tokyo Shabbos. Since Ezra said Thursday, that's when you clean your Shabbos clothes, not Friday. What about someone? I don't want to clean my Shabbos clothes. We spoke last week. What about, first of all, washing machine? It seems a little bit like.
Not a problem.
What's the deal with the washing machine? That's the question. Who says it's not a problem?
If Xerus
takes
up your time, what's Xerus? Depends what the Shabbos is. If it's your shouldn't take up your time. Not taking my time.
So you're saying, like, Rosh Hashanah says, he says, I'm not sure. So you're right. I think, I hate to be. So Rosh Hashanah says, it seems like exactly like what you were saying. You were so right. Mea Kodesh is like, listen, washing used to take even one garment. He said, there, you turn it in. Even Israeli machine. So it takes an hour. Turn the buttons. Goodbye. The dryer, you turn it right back on. You don't put it back on. What's the big deal? My yesh. What happened? So he says, but I'm not 100% sure. Unfortunately, like I was saying, I think that the custom in many places, many families, is to rely on the presumed Rav Shlomo Zalman saying, well, presumably it's okay because it's not the same. But the Yashivar used. He says, what are you talking about? They said not to wash. Finish. I don't care how you wash it. What if you had one sock, you would have been allowed to wash it? They said, do not wash. Don't wash.
They didn't give a reason?
It doesn't matter what the reason was. Who said that it mattered so much what the reason was? It seems like, you know, if you're not allowed to wash, don't wash.
And the Mishnah Berurah explained the reason because they want to Friday. Oh,
we'll get there in a second. We'll get there in a second. So question number two, before we get there, what about someone who doesn't have a dryer? Can I wash all my wash and then hang the wash? I have like 100 yards of hanging kind of stuff. And, you know,
I mean, you still see it today. It's just a long walk
Friday.
Outside.
Yeah, for sure. So then what happens in my life? Big family, kind of horror, let's say. 10 kids, let's say. So it's a really big family.
Plus right? Diapers.
Whatever it may be. Well, diapers, you don't use fluff diapers. Let's say you use just regular diapers, you can throw them out. So he's got a...
No, but
gotta,
like the onesies.
So
and
what happens if I'm using this... I want to... Am I hanging the wash? What about hanging the wash?
Let it dry on the showers.
Well, yeah, it's not going to dry before showers. No way. But I have to spend now 8 hours hanging the watch. Is that also or is it mutter? So when they asked Rabbi Yashiv, he said, Ezra said you're not allowed to wash. It's not washing, so it's not a problem.
But
he said, but washing, I don't care, you may not turn your watch off, because you are washing. That's what he said.
Isn't that going to interfere with preparing for Shabbos for cooking?
He said, presumably, he's doing it, but it doesn't get interfere. He said, even right before Shabbos, you can hang stuff to people. Yeah, they see it was on before. You got to hang on Shabbos because people will think you washed it now, and now you're hanging. That's something which is obviously bad.
Is that the whole laundry process?
See, that's a different question. That's how he deals with it. He says something very interesting. He says, wait a minute. What about, Harry, it says only your Shabbos clothes. So maybe the whole thing is only relevant to... Maybe it's not so relevant if you have a time or if you're washing machine. It's not my Shabbos. My Shabbos clothes are clean. My Shabbos clothes are great. I don't know what I, you know, let's say, I need clothing for after Shabbos. Maybe that's a reason for leniency. Like I said, Rabbi Yashin was like completely like no way. He's completely utterly
impossible. Is specifically washing Shabbos clothes on Friday?
Yeah, and he's telling that Ezra said that Thursday you shouldn't wash. And maybe it's only like we could have said here he's saying you should have time for Shabbos. So I happen to have time for Shabbos. So maybe Ezra was saying, you need to wash your garments. They used to have maybe one set of, like, not so much garments. So you wash it, have them white for Shabbos. Have them white for Shabbos. So you need to wear them. If you put on your junk or whatever, who knows what, when you're washing. So don't do that on Friday, do that on Thursday. But if I need the garments, if I'm a person, I have a lot of garments. So I feel like washing on Shabbos. Why should you do that in the middle of Halacha? And we're talking about a particular custom. Maybe there's a way of limiting it.
Maybe because you're not allowed to wear wet clothes on Shabbos, right? If something is wet, so if you do it on Friday, so when it comes around Shkia time and your clothes are a little damp, and you might get into a situation where you're like, oh, I'll put them on, and really it's an issur.
Presumably not. First of all, it's a little bit wet, it's good enough, number one. Number two, if you're allowed to hang, he says you can hang it. So that's the main thing. Well, it's not, won't be ready. So it's not a problem. Mishnah also says, but the Yashar Zechir says, you have like 2 minutes of Shabbos, theoretically, it's not a great idea, but theoretically, you didn't do anything wrong when you hung the wash up. It's okay.
No.
There's a different question, or so is not the cloth questions. I'm sorry, what?
What
about
the thing that you're not hanging that have you washed on Shabbos?
On Shabbos only.
Oh, okay.
I know of a certain pretty well known rabbi, I guess he's not a big posse. He knows the Beis Chaim very, very well, though, and he knows a lot of things, whatever he knows. And Sifrei Machshava, and you would tell his neighbors off. How could you hang the wash?
It's just your wet clothes, because you're carrying the water, or is there a dry or finishing the process, or
It's not finishing. Washing used to take a long time. So that's the question. That's exactly the question. I'm washing on Thursday, right? So I need to wash on Thursday. That's what Ezra says. So question one, that we spoke about last week, and I mentioned again, well, I need to wash Thursday. Just say don't wash Friday. Why Thursday? That's A. Number two is, like, what does it mean to wash? Does it mean I'm washing my Shabbos garments or anything else? Well, you have to see if you have the time. Oh, we don't want to get a habit. Habitually, you need to wash. Like, which is it? How do you view this? So the Pesach Tshuva brings many, many poskim. Got a washing machine. Like you were saying, my recollection is at least in the new one, if I'm not mistaken, maybe not, maybe the other way. Maybe the old one. He says, it's not great, it's Sorachim, but that's what he's bringing here. No problem. Washing machine is no problem whatsoever. No, he's submitting. He's saying it's no problem. It brings many other poskim as well who permit it. Well, the Tzion also, the Vavadja. He said, that's also the custom. Bria Lacha says, a little more machmir usually, but he says, that's the important thing. You put on the washing machine, what's the big deal? So that's not a problem, theoretically. Now, let's say you have to hand wash, and you didn't wash, you had a busy Thursday. You have to wear your clothes dirty, like, what do you do? So that's for sure, if I need the garment, I can wash. I don't have to have dirty Shabbos clothes, it's not necessary. I can wash if I need it. That's certain.
But what about drying? I mean, summertime you should have no problem because it's hot outside, but wintertime.
Well, drying is not a problem. I'm allowed to dry it. But just washing was a problem.
I mean, it's going to take longer to dry during the winter because it's raining outside or cold.
That's true. You're right. Undeniably, and sometimes it won't be dry by Shabbos, and then you should obviously do it earlier to have your Shabbos clothes to be ready for Shabbos.
Isn't the only reason why you can't hang it up on Shabbos to dry it was because people might come to think that you washed them on Shabbos?
What
about the issue of squeezing? Isn't that also an issue?
I'm talking about, Mr. Bruce talking about, a type of way when you hang where it's not going to squeeze. It's a great question, and you're right. If you're going to squeeze out the water, it's a psych ratio, then that's called wandering. Just like I'm not allowed to take a wet garment, squeeze even a little bit out because that's a little bit closer to water, makes it a little cleaner possibly, whatever it may be, certainly to abundance, maybe possibly even to rice. Like, you have serious questions, problems here, so you can't just, you're certainly true. Stam, there's a whole question there. If we're really there, Shlomo Zalman has a whole takira of why is it usur, if it's really wet, why should it be prohibited for me to wear it on Shabbos? Yeah. He said, all right, if I get my clothes wet, but I don't have anything else, and I'm not matter, I don't care. So I'm not worried, so why should I be wearing it? He said, I'm like, why? Why is it different? He has a whole, if I wear it, what's this shear of, it's wet enough to wet your hand and wet something else, that's enough. Like, who said, maybe you'll wear it, maybe it depends if you wear it or not. He says, I'm not sure why that should be a problem. Just an interesting thought. Thank you very much for asking, because I forgot about that part, which is that is a Thursday, because if you're like lazy, you didn't get to Thursday, so at least Thursday wash your Shabbos clothes if you have extra. But of course Sunday just as good, and that's what the halacha is. Halacha, yeah, you don't have to worry that. The situation brings, no, there is an advantage. Some say you should be careful. Dafka Thursday. As you said, Thursday, so it's Thursday. He says it's proper, not that you have to. The Kapachaim says that. And the Kapachaim adds, he said Wednesday is better than Tuesday or Monday or Sunday. Can we figure out why? Yeah, Dorov Shabbos. Except 3 days. For Dorov Shabbos, you have Dorov Shabbos. So Wednesday's better, then any other, and Thursday's even better. Not Friday, so you shouldn't get busy. And then that's what the Chaim also says this idea. It's a Dafka Thursday, because now you're bringing the cleanliness of Shabbos, the cleanliness of Shabbos, the aura of Shabbos. It's a beautiful idea. He's this deep, and talks about Chaim Shalom also, you're really. If we knew what we were getting today, we'd just be dancing. Wow, unbelievable. Yeah, we just say, we really feel it.
So are you talking about that the poverty was so great that they only had like one or two sets of clothes?
Yes, it was definitely great. Yes, it's true. And they did have only one or two sets of clothes. It's also true. Both true. And yes, that's part of why this problem. Oh, Yeshem.
She was
really
happy.
Yeah.
In case something happened
the
next day,
that's not possible. That's just Ketosis says today we have bezin every day. We stand on the Thursday. It's only bottle because the disease changed.
For most of them, not again. But it comes out most.
And I've got machines.
I'm not so sure.
Monday, Thursday,
I don't think that's true.
Most, most
let's see. What are the concerts? Let's see. I don't know
Monday,
what I remember.
Monday,
Thursday, yes. If I remember right, Ezra is the one who changed the total Moshe Rabbeinu 3 years. Ezra 1 year. Right? That's also something that's still, in, as far as I know, in most. Whatever. I don't think there are other things also. I just remember. Ezra Sofer did a lot. We did a lot of things, and we do most of them. And we don't, once in a while, there's a reason that just, or they couldn't hold on to it, they were unable to. If the Tzibah can't do it, they can't do it. Yes, it's true. Well, again, the Shlomo Zalman, that's what he times. If I remember right, Rabbi Yashov said, I don't really care. Xera is Xera is Xera. What are you talking about? He said, don't wash. Well, don't wash. What are you washing for? That's if I remember right. That's the way he takes it. Chavit Shabbos. Okay, Bechlau Big D Shabbos. What do we need to wear for Big D Shabbos? What do we need? Okay, we'll do the easy Bir Halachas. We'll see who gets it out. Let me start to do like, because it's like topics. We'll see. Fine, very good. So now, in terms of gudim, in terms of garments, the reason says you need to have like Shabbos clothing that's very good. He says four garments, you give okay. The different malachim of what these garments are, beautiful ideas. What are these garments? What they mean? You know, Rav Yashin, even a tall tzafi, he has a new one. He has even tzitzis, he used to have a new one. But shoes is different.
So you have to.
Shoes is, I think
it's how it's
no, I didn't say you have to. I think that's what he does. Because there definitely is an Indian. His special is not new special. You're right. He used to have two. And take off one for Shabbos, put on a new one, and leave it the rest of the week for the next Shabbos, so you switch. So you switch. You have a special one, Mavish. That's how we would do it. You switch it for each week.
Then we wash.
And let's see. So that's interesting of Tal's cotton. But shoes, he didn't have new shoes. He just polished my shoes. That's what he did. Because in Tishal and Bali Yushalmi, I think the Bali is like, doesn't seem to say you need, doesn't mention it. And Yushalmi, maybe that was comes out. Turn on the guys. Okay. So we eat challah on Shabbos, right? So there's something here about baking challah on Shabbos, right? What does it say about baking flour? It's the bacon, right? So, which of you guys have baked flour recently?
Yep.
Very excellent. We have one.
Excellent.
Do you have two? We have two. Ashrecha. I'm assuming. Ashrecha. No, seriously, the maisa, the terms of people buy flour. Yes, excellent. It's true. The six grades is 12, and it represents 12 breads according to the result.
Whole wheat's better.
You can do it whole wheat 12 too, as much as you like and however you like. But the bottom line of things is like this: that it's very interesting. Rabbi Yashin says something very, very interesting. He says, "What if you just don't feel like baking, or you don't know how to bake? Do I have to learn how to bake? Like, if I bake this week challahs, I mean." I don't know, it's going to come out really, you know, with the dough, like, you know, the dough boy challah, like, they're like, ah, what happened to this challah? So the Yashin said, if the challahs you buy are tastier than the ones you can bake, so you can buy challahs. He said, because after all, you're supposed to take challah, yes, it's covered Shabbos, but the order of Shabbos trumps having to bake challahs. So sometimes when you're lucky, and the baker knows what he or she is doing, that doesn't really apply, doesn't it? These challahs, and maybe when they're whole wheat actually, are much better and tastier than any other challahs I can buy. So no, I don't have this heter. But many households actually do have this heter. We're like, I have no idea how to bake, and even if I do, I don't do as well as Brooklyn or whatever bakery I like to go. Let's say whatever Bechira TV to go the whole wheat, right? So that's it. I'm just gonna buy it. So Rabbi Yashin said, that's fine. He said, you can buy it. No problem. That's how it comes out.
Should be from
you. Oh, for sure. It says. It for sure should be from you.
I'm sure it's a child should be possible to go past.
Yeah, rubbish.
And the churros are a problem, past as well.
Churros are not a problem. They're not past as well.
Not past as well. You don't have jobs. You need a past as well.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it means. I think it's like most of the meal. Past
as
it's good at art. It's
cooking. It's sesame chub. We don't eat past as
well. No, it's sesame chub is a problem.
No, it's a problem. It's sesame chub.
When he says Shabbos, what does he mean?
He's talking about the challah. He means nothing past as that's trap back
there? No, I'm not messing. So when I
have challah, I can't do it.
I'm talking about that. But the sheep past as well. Jobs.
I don't know. It's a good, very good aura.
You
think
churros,
about it.
You eat churros,
definitely, yeah.
Fine, and you eat cookies, all these. Any American foods, wouldn't you be stuck on 50%? I don't know if you ever eat them, but anybody's not.
Oh, sorry, cookies? No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not eat them.
Why do I eat them?
Wait for sukkis. Save it for the
sukkahs. That's what eating that baked by a guy during the Sesame Chuba.
It's all everything baked by a Jew, right?
Yeah, but it's not Stal Dura.
Why, who do you get Stal Dura over here? Stal Dura here?
Yeah, it's tribal cookies. What does it mean exactly? Other ones, the challah shalom. I know Missouri said that. Everybody said that. What's that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah.
It's a challah. I mean, you think of challah, it means a challah shalom. She messed them up, so she has to fix it. I read it in there also. She called me full this time.
It's a very, very, very intense idea.
And I said, no, he ate for the chita. He took a dessert. He ate for the chita. So he said, he's the chav. He says, he ate for the chita. He didn't take a chav. That's his problem. He ate for the chita. He didn't take a chav. We would have waited. We would have known how long. And we would have taken no food in our phone.
Yeah, so the inyan of the challah from the Zohar, if I remember, there's a lot of discussion about it. So pashto is like simple, without anything complicated. Challah is chalhei, right? It's something, you have this bechina of chal, it's like, there's a chalo, something takes effect. The hay takes effect, the hay takes over. So he was set aside, the bechina of the hay, the shina was between them like a chicken. The whole world was a very high level. And then they ate him, like,
why is he supposed to eat the hay?
It's challah because it's challah. There's a hay here.
He's
set aside. Hashem took him from the earth and made him to be special and bring God into the world.
The
and
hay is the shape. I mean, the unit
yeah, yeah, challah. So he's the one who brings the hay down, and he messed it up. Whoops! No, the whole world just goodbye and didn't listen. And it's only because you rush. As Rashi says, don't rush. Just take your time. Every avera you have, you can usually you cut the head. You just need to wait.
Again,
because he didn't wait. That's what the power means. It wasn't baked. I don't know what it was. It was some kind of a growing thing. Again, the Gemara Ksuba says they're going to grow cakes. Could be it was baked, but it seemed baked. I don't know. But actually, yeah, the idea of taking the challah, like, it could be just he needed to take challah and wait. He was told to wait. That's clear in the reading. Whatever you're going to do with this, you say, what does it mean to challah? It's okay. It's okay for Shabbos. All he needed, and that's maybe also why there was Mashiach, and that's why the snake said, do not touch. But they needed to touch to take the challah. So they thought you wanted to touch. Just in Kenza. This is the, okay, there's a machlokus about what Eitz HaDaas was.
Yeah.
Some say it was wheat. And the Gemara in Ksuba says that what grew, that in times to come, we're again going to have where a situation where trees will grow, like big things will grow. So it could be if it's chita, it doesn't mean it's mamish wheat, it means it's clearly, it's very clear. This Gemara says, out of shock, maybe, I don't know, maybe it means buying a package thing, you can make that up if you want. It's possible. It could be something, just it means very accessible. It used to be you had like big, now you anybody, wherever you go, it's like picking up a tree, maybe easier. Just go down the block to the front of my collar, you know, you get a hold of it. So, the end here is that they didn't take challah, the Zohar says. They didn't take challah. They had to take challah. But still, even though they didn't take challah, that wasn't the main problem. The main problem was that they didn't wait. That was also in the Zohar and other places too. But he's very clear about that. You had to wait. Why not wait? That was the problem. So here, if I take challah, so the idea of taking challah, like I said, possibly, the idea of taking challah, this is not so much London, but it's just an interesting idea, is that possibly taking challah means I'm going to this tree, I have to touch it, take off the challah before Shabbos. That's very possible. So when the Nachash told Chava, don't touch, she felt she had, when Chava told the Nachash, we shouldn't eat from any tree, we shouldn't eat. So I was like, you could touch, you could eat. There was something there, maybe Echshel, whatever, however you want to put it. Echshel, yeah, there was something there which drew her to know that she needed to touch. Pushed her on, and then, it needs to be touched, so maybe I should eat it also. Possible, it's just a thought. I don't know, it's true. I haven't seen anything.
So challah is challah. Other reason he was supposed to take the fact the hay of Hashem. Of Hashem. And then he messed up, so that's why he messed up. So Chava messed up the challah in the world. Now all the ladies should
take
a
chal.
Service.
Who is it? I don't remember. Haredim maybe. Asks. So the Shabbos brings us down. So what? So she messed up the chal. Now she takes chal. I mean, like, what does that fix it?
Now you wait for the Shabbos.
So no chal hay, no chal. You make the chal hay with the chal hay quickly. But he says something very powerful. He says the light that was messed up when she is stumbling, she fixes a little every Shabbos. By doing the baking, she breathes down that exact light.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So is that the Haligonera Kana?
Huh?
Is that the Haligonera?
Also, yes, the same thing. She brings, she put out the light of the world. She brings a little powerful light, a beautiful torch by lighting the day. That's the same thing exactly. Exactly right. Well said. He brings that
to. Well, taking off challah is one of the final steps. You take off the challah, you burn it, and then you braid. You separate and braid.
Depends.
And then you put it in.
The higher you're right. I would assume so. Oh. They bring that you're supposed to put the challah on the table from before Shabbos. Many people aren't careful about it. Rabbi Yashar Stam, he says that the woman of the house should go to the table, put the chalas on, and say, "This is the table for Hashem." It's a little bit powerful. Yeah, so, and if you're, you know, when you're sitting at the table, presumably that's what you should do. Okay, so I have no idea. You asked a great question. I don't get the slightest clue how to answer your question. I will find out. You're right, you asked many great questions, but the one I couldn't answer was about Pasako. Am I allowed Shabbos? How would Shabbos go to Pasako? Who says chalas? Maybe it's not chalas. Pasha's not chalas. Micah thinks he doesn't say the chalas. He's talking about the chalas. He says, "You have no choice, you can." But like, well, who said? So if you wouldn't eat Cheerios during a session with Chuba, why are you eating Cheerios with Shabbos? It's a great question. I have no answer. I have to check into that. That's good
all. It goes into Pasach.
It's for sure Pasach. The only question is, what about? I don't know. I don't think it's going to be here either. Listen, if you don't have anything else, he says, but again, he's talking about Kiddush there with the soul. Yeah, there's the rule again. The Bialecha says, do not take your baker. And make up Shabbat Yashu says, depends on how your quality of your challah is also relevant. Mr. Wood, the Bialecha asks a powerful question. That's Bialecha. So why do we eat kugel, those who eat kugel? What makes us eat kugel?
Which kugel? What kind of kugel?
Any kugel you use.
Okay, so it's noodles?
He says you have two layers, because like the man that fell had two layers of something inside. You used to have a kind of meat kugel. That's what it says, right? So whether Midra Kugel is, maybe count the Tafla, maybe not, I don't know, I'm not saying. But it could be, but, I mean, if you're lucky, this way to read it. To remind you of the mun that didn't fall on Shabbos, that's why we eat mun.
No,
it seems a little strange, though. No? Eat the rest of the week, the whole week, it's Shabbos, don't eat Kugel, there's no mun. Why are you eating mun?
Well,
I know Kugel's
cash,
and then I fall.
It's in one, the Indian. That's it.
But Shabbos the month didn't fall.
It's steps, it's reminding me that
you know what? If you had a double, it was a double thing. We do like a Mishnah. But if it was double, I hear you. That we had double for Shabbos, Shabbos, Yofi. That's double.
Why do you think
that's not the same kasha, because it's really the food for Shabbos. Mashiach can hear you. It takes it just to remind you of month. It's no, there's nothing double about it. It's got two shifters.
Oh, we still had it on Shabbos.
That's what we did the two then, it was double then. But this is just reminding you of the month. What is the month? The month was every day. Mine's like a shoot and shot. That's a good
one. Kugel is normally just a single layer of noodles with either eggs mixed in or.
You could do whatever you like, whatever it tastes good.
Or
I don't know if the kugels we use counts or not. No, I don't know. But to say you did something to remind me of month seems a little strange. What I need to remind me of a month? On the one day of the week when it never fell. Never. Strange. here. But Tosef Perek Aleph Tzachim, he says like several people said, right? Like you said, right? Said this idea. He says, what do you mean? Yishum shelo yod aman yishlas zeichaloy. Didn't before. That's what we remind us. What? Who tochu? What are you talking about? Why would I make a zeichah for it didn't happen? I'll remind you the day I didn't go to the dentist. The whole week I went to the dentist, then I didn't go. I remind you that I didn't go to the dentist. Cash it, we need to toilet. What didn't do anything? Gana pizai, let him ask the Pashtini Kamba Yom Tov. So, okay, what about Yom Tov? Only Shabbos. Why is that? But I'm not going to eat lecham and ka'am to Shabbos to Yom Tov. Right, lechem, he says Shabbos to Yom Tov, lechem Mishnah. But he says, come back to the Shabbos, Masha Zaku Kamba, so what's going on? My name is Timmy Yoshi Shabbos, it's Chaim. The problem is that the Shabbos Bereshis, the Dugma Shabbos, was love of Shabbos, the Shabbos. Shabbos Bereshis was like what's going to be. Today it's going to be only Shabbos in the ultimate future. V'chein, alu oisin, kamma dvarim v'shabbos v'chid mosar. Lecho bosa v'dogim, negin tu v'shor ha'pal v'yosim. Pashin ayyan v'sham rev v'am v'shim v'yan rov v'am v'tvek v'os lovo. Kama chadar shalot. Nik v'shichokim, shor v'os lovo. V'atsiz v'shabbos v'chid mosar. Who is going to be mom then on the Shabbos. The Shabbos represents the next world. It's going to be a bechira of mom. That's why we have them.
That's what they save the month for the Tzadikim. And they didn't have to do anything with it.
See, it saves in the time of Mashiach. In Mashiach's time, the Tzadikim
will. There will also be a mine.
The Tzadikim.
There still one saved, though, underneath the ground, no? Supposedly. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm referring to. We're going to take the DNA of that one. We're
going to
grab it. But isn't the mon hidden away with the second set of tablets? Oh, sorry, first set of tablets.
Okay, he brings it. Here it is. He brings the tour does bring the connection to Tophish Gim. The Chia was not. Hapki the Rabbi at a Yachol and Mechel to Shaka the Tara. Can you eat with holy? No, Ochus will be Shaka, because we don't know. Said you should have pure bread on the days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, those 7 days. Purify it up in the regular. And that's why we don't have Tas Akum during a Seder Shemei Tshuva. We don't do it. Well, that's the feed the box way of learning. Mogadrom says it means try not to defile. Actually, yeah. So it just comes out like, Mom, like you said also, could we not let it have? You're not allowed to have Pasaku. She says, the Achronim ask a question here. We're not sure. So wait a minute. He said, the whole idea is you have to purify yourself for the regular. During the regular, we purify ourselves. You don't have to be purify yourself. You do something to purify yourself. Don't mind. You have to be pure for Yom Tov. That's what it's about. But, I mean, Shabbos, you don't have to purify yourself for the regular. Why? I should enjoy Shabbos. Depriving me, you're trying to deprive me of Cheerios. But he says, in general, why shouldn't I have Pasaku? What's the problem? What's the reason why the Shabbos is different than any other time? That's his question. Fine. Right. comes out that you're allowed to? He comes out, this Sefer Bira Shulchan, he wants to say, no, there's no reason. The reason there and behind it, those who separate themselves from Pasachim, was only to purify yourself on the regular Yom Tov. So, but Shabbos is just common Shabbos. They have their chalas. It's interesting. Like, what's the difference? It's not so clear what the difference is. See, the chalas not clear. We said it's also. He has his different mahalchim. That's how these things can come out. Very, very interesting. Lady of the house, big challah. She forgot to take challah when it was done. Now it's time for her to light the Shabbos candles. She lights. Now, when a woman lights Shabbos candles, generally speaking, you should probably know, she has accepted upon herself Shabbos. It's Shabbos now. That's it. It's over. Look at the challah. Is she allowed to take challah?
Is it Shabbos?
She's not allowed. Yeah, she took Shabbos in, though. It's for her Shabbos.
Right, but what about her husband?
Is it their heter until when actually Shabbos is in?
See, that's the question.
Oh,
correct. That's right. That is right. She said she didn't mean she would never have taken in Shabbos if she remembered that to the house. So her accepting Shabbos was a complete. Everyone understands an error.
So she has to. Does she have to relight candles or no?
No. But I'll tell you, in terms of why do we accept Shabbos? I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
The husband could take challah, right?
He's not around. But you're right. Otherwise, he could. I don't know if he has to, because she accepted Shabbos as a mistake. But if there's someone who's going to do it for her, maybe she doesn't. Maybe it's okay. But not to have challah for Shabbos, it's clear that she's not going to. We're not playing around here. I can definitely take it, and then I accept Shabbos.
She didn't take anything from the challah.
You can take challah after the bake, but if you don't, you can't eat them.
At all.
It's a big problem. Today, it's a very big problem. Yes, but that's true. But today, it's a very big problem in Israel because the chayra, most Jews are in Israel already. Which means pashtus, we're in a doraisa, chalas doraisa, or at least a suffix doraisa, mamish. Not only it's like a doraisa, because it can become a doraisa, the doraisa is in subas that, if it has to do with our coming in the pashtus sense. So if most of us are here, or maybe here, it's mamish a suffix doraisa. It's not a joke. I don't remember true mice is the same. It could be true mice is the same thing. I think true mice is there's more studying, there's more questions of is it or isn't it, or can it or can't it. I think Kala is like, well, I mean, that's the first. The question is the opposite. Do we learn from there or not? I think that's how, if I remember right. So it's just interesting. The Kala is like very serious. It became more serious lately because we might have more and more Jews or maybe short out. So, but you're right, you said exactly correct.
So here's more.
Five units ago. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2.2. 2. If I remember it. Tell us exactly if you want.
1.6 kilograms. Is
kind of a 1.8
resale bracha.
Okay, now what happens? Here I am. I forgot to take kala, and it's been a shmashes.
I guess for a moment.
I didn't take kala, and it's already shkia. It's after shkia. This time the husband's home, and you're right. If the husband's there, hey, take it. You can do. For sure, you can do that. But I didn't take kala. What happens now? Can I take kala, or there's no kala?
So after Shabbos
already started? Shabbos started. It's finished but it's suffocating. It's like, you can't do a halacha. I was like, suffocatus. But it's on lights. You look on lights, right? Maybe I will have this and maybe not. They all let me know.
Like, so maybe you start on my track.
If you're Zohar, you're supposed to be, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you take the
color?
What? It says that the shvus you're allowed to do on finished mashas. So if the husband's here, so taking the challah is a shvus. This is a taking. It's not a shvus. What's the story to take challah? What I do to the challah? What I do to what I do to it? Just took off a piece. What I do? The etzem taking the challah is for sure the rabbanon. So it's a shvus. What's the malacha? It might be the rice that I have to call.
Why say imasher is about that? Like, what mission was it? Imasher is about that.
It's like this. We have a shvus, sort of mitzvah, is okay. I hear what you're saying. Why is it called the Mai? Why is it better than Mai? Good question. It says the Mai. The Chazish says there's no such thing as the Mai. Does anyone know what is the Mai, by the way? What does the word Demai mean?
Demai.
Exactly. Which is what we're asking. What is Demai?
I didn't hear you answer.
I said, what
is
the word
Demai? Okay, the Inyan Maaser, you're right. Inyan Maaser Zavada does not mean, okay, the Mishnah says you cannot take Maaser on Friday. I don't want to take Maaser on Sukkah. She said, that's only if you have what to eat, though. If I don't have what to eat, I can take Maaser on Vadai during the Shabbos. That's what Mr. Gur says, it's in a way Shabbos.
How do you get Maaser on salt?
Good question. I think it needs to be taken with a grain of salt. Actually, yes. He says, if I don't have what to eat, now, if I don't have chalas, what are we talking about? I don't have chalas, so I'm allowed, since I don't have chalas, I'm allowed to take vada. And that's a good question, because it says, the shvus you're allowed to do. And for sure, taking chalas or maaser is no deraisa, no chance. And what's a deraisa? What do I do? Let's see. Oh, bishul, orig. It's like none of these things. It's none of these.
What's the problem in the first place, then?
You're fixing something. If you fix one thing, you fix something else. This is very easy. You know, you're kind of hot, right? Your windows have storm windows. You say, I'll just pull them out. You did it the right stuff. Being in bonus, it's like your mom just built a door or something. Some serious, serious people don't realize. So you don't play around. You finish it clean. You do a little. You have something sticking out from the bottom of your shirt or your jacket. You pull it off. You did it the right stuff. You it's very easy to make a little mistake. She said, anything you ticket, no, don't do ticket without, like, check it. No, for sure, don't do this, don't do that, don't play around. If I remember, that's one reason why.
Taking out a storm of those windows that they come all the way out, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos?
Nope.
But they're made to do
and
that. But the Dizel is also bored.
Yep. Doesn't help.
They, like,
does not help. That's the surprise, that's the chiddush, that's the problem. I don't think there's any, like, holy care, you just can't have them. You can raise them, you can't remove them. Remove them is zero, putting them in the bone. Then there's a screen. Like, what's the big deal? Pull the screen out. Do not pull the screen out.
Oh, you mean physically taking this whole
screen
out?
Yeah, you may not take it out.
Not moving it back and forth.
Moving it back and forth if there's bugs. You close it. If there isn't, you're right. You can definitely move back and forth for whatever reason you need. But taking it out or putting it in,
raise some
achal because Meister, you can take vada if you have nothing to eat. If I need this food, this is what must you see.
This
is very, very important.
So if I need this
chal, if I have 20 challahs and two of them are shadab challah, or vada challah, you can't take it, you're right. And my business is mine. But if not, so then I can't take it. That's his raise some achal. And like you said,
it's
very
good
ha'ara.
You get from a neighbor.
Again, getting from a neighbor, that's a great question. And tashes, if you're embarrassed, you don't have to.
It's only Benish Mashra, right?
Huh?
It's only Benish Mashra, right?
Yeah, only Benish Mashra, yeah. And the Benish Mashra, I don't know how, like, again, how much does that extend that we know is Benish Mashra is also a question.
Isn't that just the 18 minutes after sunset?
Can you, well, let me ask you a different question. What if you're Davar Meir and you said Shema 17 minutes after Shkia? Like, you're sure you didn't say Shema? It's not, like, again, the minute Yerushalayim is 18 minutes. Less than 18 minutes, you're right. The minute Yerushalayim is not to rely on. But to rely on till exactly what the gather is, for sure you can rely on 13 minutes. For sure. More than that, it depends on you. Some say, but the...
It's 13 minutes after Shkia?
Yeah, 13 minutes after Shkia, you can rely on for a lot of different things if you have to.
But
Mincha also, except for the Chazanish.
So you have to toss in 40 minutes of candle lighting. So
yeah. So it's time to do the time. That's right. After Shkia.
Right. So you have all that time. You have the 40 minutes plus.
But I'm very forgetful. I hope I'll never finish mushes.
Even
if
it's
a
stroll,
can you get a few minutes? Only up to stroll. Mishabur says, otherwise it's a half hour before the finish mushes. That's what I said, half hour before. Here we factor in, so the whole thing's not half hour.
Yes, sure.
So here we, the poskim, the yashiv, and the shalazaman, the great poskim say 13 minutes is the time, if you're not 13 and a quarter minutes or something, some like a little extra. But you have 13 minutes. So what that means is if I need to do bix kohanim, right, and we're late, it's a fast, or neil or something, whatever it is, so you can wait until that time. That's why in Breslau they never make the shkia. But they make the 13 minutes. You pay attention. Exactly.
On
Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Always make it.
And Friday night also.
We don't do what Neil are. I'm doing this part. We don't do this. Okay, it's Mincha. Okay, so again, if you have. Okay, that's a different, very hard question to deal with.
How was the
Eitzah? The Eitzah, bottom line, that Chag B'Chag brings a powerful Eitzah. He said there's two ways. This is very fascinating, actually. Because you take on Shabbos Benesh Moshes, I'm accepting Shabbos Benesh Moshes, right? Before Benesh Moshes. I'm full accept. So then you can't, Mishmur is like, if it's Shabbos, Mincha was, and now you got a lot of Mishmur, you can't daven anymore Mincha. Now, Hasidim in general, they hold a bit of time, there's a mahalach to say, for a mitzvah at least, you can allow a bit of time if you have to. That's not so. If you daven in a shul where they daven Mincha late, you know, Mishmur Zaman says, if they don't say yo, like you could sort of, even if it's not your minute, he says it does work for the Evan. That's the thing. So you can. It becomes just passes counts. The question is you daven your minute. You don't just say amen. Sure, it's a, if you daven my early, it takes chazas shots. You can't say amen. Of course you do. And you don't say
counts my.
You don't say, yeah, I think so. Okay. If you have mincha before plagi mincha, there's a mayor right after plagi mincha, you're like in a rush. And these guys, they're going to finish mincha in like an hour. Right? So you finish your slow, beautiful mayor, you come back, and then you'll see the whole finish of shots. What's the problem? I daven mincha, right? I'm not daven mincha. He's daven mincha. I'm saying, oh, man. So possibly counts. I don't think it doesn't count.
It
might have been the chachilo or wonderful, but it works. but the 13-minute you for sure have. And what's more is a question. Now, it turns, like I said, what's the Eitzah? He brings from the Ritva, and maybe another Rishon too, that there's two ways of accepting Shabbos. One way is accepting Shabbos with all the Sinim, and the other way is accepting only not to do Melacha. He said, if you accept only not to do Melacha, he said, it's clear in the Rishonim, you accept, you are Yotzi Tosa Shabbos, because you have to add on to Shabbos. He says you have to add a little bit on Shabbos. Like, what is this little bit? Some say 2 minutes, some say 5 minutes, some say 8 minutes. The different shiurim. So if you have to add on to Shabbos, you do mincha. So you take on the add, I take on only malachas and nothing. He said that works.
Or does it miss you your 5 to add on to Shabbos,
or is it a minute? Some say it's
deraisa.
Really? Those Shabbos might be deraisa. Some say derabanan. It's not pashut. Like 2 minutes at least. It shouldn't be 5 or 8 minutes.
That's before or after?
Before. Before the Benish Mashes.
Do you do it on the
Ending Shabbos late is not the same. And he's taking in Shabbos on time. You should add a little bit after also. Tashtis is also, I guess, so it's included in Lua.
But it's not
the
Yossi or Mitzvah. You have to talk about before.
Yeah. Okay. You have a Mitzvah adding on.
Right.
I think it's at the end also, if I remember right. I think you must have said.
So it's not either or.
No, for sure. It's not your turn. Adding on is great, but it's not. That's more or less the reason. Yeah, we just did that one actually. We'll get back to that about the Meister and all that, where you're allowed to do Benish Marshes. There's a little bit of left here.
It's
just gigantic.
What's the one that
brings
over the
man? This is it,
Reis HaMachal. It's not so hard.
It's not so hard. It's certainly an interesting studio. What's the time? What's this? What's that? We'll find out. What does the Machaber hold?